One, two, three into the four. What is up, my friends? Today is Friday, March 8th, and this is season 3, episode 40, and episode 140 in total of Nothing But a Fut Thing, the show brought to you by a few friends in the fut community just like yourselves. I am your host, Kevin. However, I am not alone today. Joining me is John. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, dude? How are you doing today?
Doing good, man. I get to hang out with you again. I've been looking forward to it. And well, we'll talk about our weeks in FIFA and everything. I'd like to ask you how that's going. I know that you started your champs, and I was interested because this is an off week of FIFA. We have no new promo. It's actually crazy. No new promo. Is this the first week yet, right? I think first week of the year with no promo. Probably. I don't know. That might not be true. But best of is in packs. We do have best of in packs. There are even team of the years in the store packs, which don't buy those because like that's a terrible idea. Jorginho SBC is here. Jorginho landed. We'll talk about that one. Is he behind the curve? That's what people are saying. Akanji versus Clark. The showdown SBCs are here. That kicks off a week of showdown SBCs. We do have the 81 plus doubles here, the 84 times 5, the 86 plus campaign PP, as well as showdown objectives for NWSL and a new evolution, which upgrades your showdown cards that won. But to talk about all of this, we are so excited. It's showdown series, man. The best week of the year, right? So we had to bring along DS Visions, aka Ozzy. How you doing, dude? It's really good to have you back, man.
I know, man. Always a pleasure to be back on here. Yeah, I'm excited, man. Thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah, man, and it's a big week to come. So before we get into everything, let me just ask you real quick, is there anyone that you're, like, interested in, I guess, like, from the showdown series? I know that we've seen a lot leaked, and we will talk about all of those, but maybe there's one. Actually, I think I know what it might be that you're interested in.
Yeah, we did get some Player of the Months dropped before, you know, the whole showdown series came out. I know what you're thinking. He just didn't release today, so, you know, it would have been João Félix if, you know, if he would have been released today. But I have to go with the main man, Lohoya Dybala. Beautiful card. The Player of the Month looks insane. Literally got another playstyle plus and also a weak foot upgrade. And he could play on the wing. He could play right wing. So honestly, this card really surprised me when I woke up and saw it because I was just not expecting that huge of an upgrade. But props to EA. I'm going to give EA a little W on that one for sure.
Yeah, that's actually a really cool one. Osmund's boyfriend at Roma. I love this guy now that he's best friends with Osmund. So I really love this guy. But I know I'm not the only one that loves him. John, I've seen that you have already completed possibly this SBC.
Oh, yeah, dude. Love a Lohoya SBC, love a Lohoya card. Yeah, he looks really good. As soon as I saw that he was four-star, and he got the finesse shot plus playstyle to go along with his flair. I mean, that's just right there. That's easy. If you love his cards normally, you see he got the weak foot upgrade. You see he's got probably the most overpowered shooting playstyle plus that there is. Yeah, that's an easy complete and good value too. Under 200K, I believe. So amazing card. I've ran him through 5 games of champs so far as a striker, Kev, in your 4-3-3-2. And he's awesome. He's got 11 goal contributions in those 5 games. So he's running the show there. Don't really see a downfall in the card. It'd be lovely if he had like 5-star skills or 5-star weak foot, but that's just being super picky. But yeah, love the card so far. And yeah, I didn't know how I was going to link him into the team, but I forgot I have that showdown McAllister card that got for winning the Mickey Mouse trophy at Liverpool. So really excited to keep running him through the weekend league. And yeah, I was shocked that he got the finesse playstyle plus, and he still kept a really good price tag with his SBC, just kind of like his previous Player of the Month card had. So yeah, he's awesome. About you, Kev? Are you interested in him?
Yeah, and so definitely interested. And it's a great card, very cool looking. I like that they gave the double playstyle plus. To be honest, I was very worried that also they wouldn't upgrade the weak foot. We'd get a 4-star, 3-star with just flair plus, and that would have been a big buzzkill, right? But we got this one, and it looks awesome, and I'm going to do him, of course. That'll be amazing. And then I've been working – well, I have an Osmund Evo. I probably should have stuck him into another Evo, but I didn't do that. I'd use it on Japanese flair. Anyway, so that would have been really cool with the Roma links, but maybe something to work with down the line. But definitely one I will do. Dybala is Dybala. I've always loved him in game. And if you've used him in the past, you know he's built different. He had that moments card, the same year he had that footies card that I loved. So Dybala is getting done. But also, guys, we did get Hoyland Player of the Month, and I definitely have some thoughts on this card. I mean, I like him a lot in real life, but I used his future stars. I packed his future stars. Like an idiot, I took the future stars player pick from the season, like progress. I think it was like level 15 or something. And I got him out of that. And let me tell you, this card is fucking horrendous. He was so bad. And I really thought he'd be good. Like I expected to love the card. And that was the thing. I was like, man, he's actually gonna be awesome. I just hate the fact he's that Man U. I like him in real life. This guy cannot shoot to save his life. This guy, like, I thought maybe I was mixed up and he was right footed, but he is left footed and he cannot score at all. Like he just misses everything. So interesting card, but maybe it was a skill issue. Maybe it was just a bad couple of days I was using him. But does he happen to interest either of you guys?
Yeah, a little bit. I do like Kevin. I'm like you. You know, despite him playing for Manchester United, I really like watching this guy play in real life. He's a baller, man. And he's, you know, before he got injured, he was kind of finally catching form, and you were kind of seeing what, you know, what the hype was about when he came over to Manchester United. This one, over his, it's one less overall rating and basically one less in-game stat overall, under his future stars card. But this one has quick step plus and aerial plus, as opposed to his future stars power shot plus and first touch plus. Now the first touch plus is pretty amazing though. Those bigger strikers. I know Harry Kane has it, and I think Lewandowski has it, the regular play style first touch, and it's really nice to work with for those bigger guys that are a little bit clunkier. But yeah, the player of the month has high work rates now, as opposed to medium high on Hoyland's other cards, his gold cards and his future stars cards. So that is very intriguing. I know Dom was kind of our friend Harry Ape was kind of defending his future stars card this morning. But I mean, this one, if you don't have that future stars card, it looks like a really interesting and different kind of striker to use. You know, he's still 4-4, just like his future stars card. He's got that aerial plus now with 98 heading and 96 jumping. So he's going to get up there and dunk on some people. So could be an interesting card if you like the bigger strikers, or if you're looking for maybe a left-footed striker to play at left striker and then, you know, lump the crosses into him like our guys way back does. So, yeah, I think he could be a good dupe dumpster, and then maybe you hold on to him for a future Evo or bring him off the bench. Or if you're a United fan or run a Danish team, then certainly he's very appealing. What about you, Ozzy? Are you interested in Hoyland?
I'm not gonna lie. I mean, it's just one squad. It's a very cheap squad. I will say, yeah. I'll probably end up finishing it with like dupes. I might give him like a try him out. I didn't like his future star card just because of the fact that he had medium high, which is kind of weird. Like his work rates were just pretty weird, I'm not gonna lie. But his play of the month does look better. I think those playstyle pluses, maybe like besides like what you had already said, like first touch, I feel like is already pretty good in power shot, but I kind of like these playstyle pluses they gave him. And I feel like this could be really good for like the price that you're getting, especially if you're a Man U fan. But I don't know. I think I would just complete it because of dupes or something, but definitely not something I'm rushing to finish right now.
Yeah. If for whatever reason you might be a Man U fan, then this one, if for whatever reason, yeah, this is a good one for you. Yeah, but no, I mean, we did get also some showdown SBCs, which do look really cool, by the way, the Bobby Clark and Akanji as well. These actually look awesome. And can you imagine? I mean, I don't hope Man City wins, but if they do win and also you do the Evo, which we haven't really mentioned too much yet, there's an Evo that if you have a showdown card that's won, you could basically just put them in the Evo. They'll get basically a plus one, some plus twos on their stats overall, right? So this Akanji, if they win and they get the plus one, this is a TOTS card to me, or at least close to it. So, I mean, he would be actually awesome. And then Bobby Clark looks actually really cool and versatile too. I think he would be a great floating LCM, as we say, great get forward center mid, but also has defensive stats, so even better, right? So what are we thinking, guys? Ozzy, are you interested in either of these? Actually, I'm curious to see, because as a Liverpool supporter, Bobby Clark looks awesome, so maybe your thoughts are a little different.
What I will say is that I didn't even realize he was just like some bronze card. I think Blimp was telling me that he's been like kind of like popping off for you guys at Liverpool. And I was just surprised to see that they really boosted up a 57 bronze card to an 89 with double playstyle pluses. Very honestly, like really good stats, like four star, high. He has really good midfielders playstyles, like relentless. I already love relentless for a midfielder. Just you're never gonna sub them off. Intercept, we were just talking about that, Kevin. That's also a pretty good one. So just kind of depends how you play him, but he definitely looks like a great box to box. And if Liverpool managed to win this, right, he's gonna look pretty good. And then Akanji, man, that's just gonna look crazy too. I'm pretty interested in both of them, if I'm being honest. Now I have so many midfielders, so I might just miss out on Clark. But then once he gets the upgrade and you throw him in the Evo, then I'm gonna have that FOMO and wish I did it. But I really have to save for some of these cards that I want to do. Like Jao Felix is gonna be the one that I finish automatically, but definitely Clark and Akanji both look very tempting, especially with that new Evo, because you just get a plus one even if they win or don't. So you at least get something out of it, right? I think they're both really nice.
Dude, I was looking at Clark right now, actually, too. His face stats will almost be Club 90 if they win and you also get the Evo on there. So that would actually be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think you said it perfectly, Kev. He looks really, really, really versatile. He's high, so that's amazing. For a midfielder, I mean, I'm sure if you wanted to shift like one of your fullbacks into midfield, you know, you put a shadow on this guy with all the upgrades and he's probably a very serviceable fullback even. So insanely versatile card. He's got perfect work rates for either of those roles. Ping pass plus is amazing. Using it with Rolfo, using it with this Richardson Future Stars card. And it's just amazing to play those, you know, driven passes into your strikers. That's so meta and effective to do. So really interested in that card. But yeah, I think Akanji, shame, me being a Liverpool fan, but he's probably more interesting to me from a foot standpoint, because I just love this guy's cards in foot. I think it was FIFA 20 or 21. He had a storylines card. He was at Dortmund. And then also Zakaria had a shapeshifter center back card when he played for Mönchengladbach. And those two guys were just my Swiss wall, my Swiss army of defense. And they were just amazing for me. So I would love to have some of that vibes back in my team. He's got the intercept plus and the block plus. I think I mentioned it last week. Block plus is probably my favorite, other than the raccoon plus for the center back play styles. That's just amazing. And then, yeah, people are already showing him in the Evo when he's a 92 rated. If they can get past Liverpool, and he just looks amazing. So I'll probably do them both. I think I mentioned it a couple times in Discord. I feel like EA are going to win this kind of non-promo week from us. They've got so many tasty, you know, leaked SBCs to come out. We see Jarzinho's SBC out there today. I know that's going to interest a lot of people, his Centurions card. I personally won't be doing that. He's 5'5", but, you know, I feel like I've kind of been there, done that with Jarzinho last year, and I'd rather try somebody new out or do one of these showdown SBCs that are to come. So, yeah, man. Really excited about both of these, and it's a good start, man. So hopefully they release these cards that are coming out and they look good as is. And then also we have an Evo. This Evo that's out is you can put the cards that have one in them. So hopefully there's one where you can kind of have some copium if you pick the wrong one, throw that into an Evo, and then you're still going to get maybe like a plus one or something on that. So I think that would be cool. And the showdown dynamic or the card design, the showdown card design after your team has lost, it just looks hideous in your team. I know this has been discussed before, but it just, you know, makes you feel sad whenever you look at it because you knew what could have been. And then also it's just, you know, black, white, and gray and boring, you know. So hopefully there's an Evo for that one. So still yet to come. Hopefully, I would assume there would be, right?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, like you said, they're ugly. Like, I don't want to look at that card if they lose, right?
Yeah.
They become SBC fodder immediately, because if you look at, like, Sangare, or you look at McAllister, and then you look at Nicholas Jackson, that card just looks like shit. I wouldn't want to use it, right? It looks like a decent card, like, if you look at the stats, so, yeah. But one guy you mentioned in there, John, Jairzinho. I'm sort of interested. I think that value-wise, I don't know what value means because it's a ton of cards that are already in my club that I'm throwing in. I'm not putting coins in, right? But forget all of that because it's really expensive. I might do them for the vibes. I didn't have Jarzinho last year, so it would actually be new and interesting for me. So one I could do, and he's Brazilian, you know, it's skills. He's got hair. Like, it's, I mean, a lot of players have hair, but he has big hair. So, yeah, actually, that would be really exciting. Maybe I work on him this week. But it wasn't just him that came, right, guys? We did get all those NWSL objectives, too. And I got an upgrade on mine. My Pickett. My Pickett left back has gone up to an 87. She was my cup left back. Jesse Fleming's card actually looks really good. And I don't know if you guys have cared about the women's, the W Gold Cup, but she was cooking the U.S. I know that Canada lost, but she was amazing. And then also Labanta, who I know plays for Johns Kansas City. So that's very cool. And also these objectives are kind of cool, right? Like, I like the daily play objectives. They keep me engaged. Have you guys seen this?
I have just seen this right now. I actually barely saw that they came out right now.
Yeah, so it's like you just play three games using NWSL players, and then you get packs. So that's honestly great, like actually great. And even the daily play for the cup last week was awesome. Maybe it was good for everybody in a way because I'd finished my cup already, and I was like going into the games and playing them and sweating. Then I realized I could just put my controller down. These guys can get free wins, and everyone has a good time. So every day I logged on and rubber banded all three games. So then I got some packs for it. So that was pretty cool. So this one actually forces me to play. Maybe what EA is actually intending. So actually excited for this. John, have you seen Labanta?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we call her the Selly Queen here in Kansas City. And, you know, if you're familiar with her game, you know, she is the reason why there's not a twerking celebration in the game, but one where it kind of acts like you're about to twerk. So where you fake the injury and then the guy kind of struts off instead of twerking. So, yeah, she's going to be getting done. Her stats look really good, kind of in the mold of this Bobby Clark card, really versatile. She gets the work rate upgrade. She was high-low and was listed as a center mid, and that's kind of where you'd want to play her. So not really ideal work rates, but now she's high-medium, got some good play style pluses. I believe power shot and maybe first touch. I don't have the card in front of me, but yeah, that sounds right. So yeah, she's going to be getting done, you know, and hopefully we can throw her in one of our Dabinia cards. I got Dabinia from my weekend league rewards last week in the winter wild card. So I have both of those. So ready to throw her into an Evo. Nice. Yeah, whichever one comes first. Yeah. So yeah, we're going to be cooking. So we'll get that Kansas City link in. And yeah, very cool. I know Pickett, I think you, Kev, and also Martine used her gold card at the beginning and really liked her a lot. So yeah, some really good squad building options. Never going to complain about that.
Yeah, for sure. And actually, that's interesting that you got that card out of your Weekend League rewards. I've noticed, and I haven't been playing Weekend League as much, but I've noticed that people's packs, they usually are like, I think it's an 84 plus campaign pack. Usually it's literally an 84, like Rule Breakers from MLS or something. So that's nice. Because I got Gravenberch. I've played two Weekend Leagues since Team of the Year, and one of them I got Gravenberch. So that's great. And the week that I did the nice Liverpool PNP too. So, you know, yay new.
That's amazing. So, oh my. I was making out with his girlfriend in the middle of the pod. So.
Oh my. Family friendly. Come on, man. Oh my.
W girlfriend, though. We'll just say that. We'll just leave it at that. But yeah, this is awesome, man. Lots of different squad building options. And then we also, I don't know if we've mentioned it, we do have a showdown coming between two NWSL clubs, and that is McCaskill. I'm not sure her first name. She plays for the San Diego Wave. And then Crystal Dunn, who now plays for the New York Gotham FC. So she joins the champions of the NWSL. And if you're familiar with Crystal Dunn, she's a U.S. women's national team legend. I think she was a part of the last World Cup squad that won the World Cup. And she's amazing in game too. There was an Evo, the Centurions Evo. I know, Kev, you did it. I think Franco or maybe somebody did it too. Dom did it, I know. Yeah, lots of people did her Evo card. She's cracked in games, so that's going to be a really interesting one. I'm going to definitely do that one too. And then she could look super crazy going into that Showdown Evo too. So really excited about that one.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that because yeah, Dunn is like she's my most used card this year. That Evo I've used more than any other card. I think I have almost 700 games on her, and that makes her my most used card. Definitely well over 600 though. So that is my most used card. Really enjoyed her card. If you've used her, you know she's just different in game. She is literally the box to box Conte. So like if you love Conte and the way that he feels in game, imagine him as an 8 getting forward. That's how her card feels. And she's great at it. And it's a good representation of what she's like in real life. I've seen her at the Gold Cup. She's been playing at left back for the US, been playing as a fullback, so she could do it all. And this card is that. She can literally do it all. And I don't know if this is correct. I saw someone say this somewhere. They said this was the first 90 pace center mid that you could get in the game. And she felt like, I mean, she feels really damn fast in the midfield, zipping around everywhere. And when she does get forward, and on the off chance she drifts out to the wing and you need to send her through or something, she has the pace for that. So that card, I am very, very excited about. But Ozzy, I know that there was one that, well, we sort of, I guess, brushed over it. It was Joao Felix, yeah. So that one's coming as well. I know you're very excited for that one. Do you know who they're playing against?
They're playing against the Atletico Madrid.
Oh, okay.
So that one's going to be a little rough, but, you know. Memphis Depay, he's going to be the other showdown as well. It's kind of funny that they picked both players that both played for the same club. Like, literally, João Felix came from Atletico. Depay was at Barca, now he's at the Atletico. So, it's pretty funny that they made those picks, but I'm happy with it, especially with João Felix. I've been kind of bringing it up a lot, but I did start, like, an Evo for him, like, during the, like, beginning of the game. And he's, like, an 86 rated with 5-star, 5-star. I think, like, 88 dribbling, 88 pace. I think his passing and shooting is like around like 83 to 85. So it was actually really good in the cup. Like it was very useful in the cup. But I will say I'm very excited for this showdown. It looks like we're going to get a double playstyle one because even that one, that Evo that I have doesn't have a playstyle plus, even one. So two would be nice if they maybe do like an upgrade where the showdowns maybe get like a weak foot. But if not, that's totally fine. It seems like we're going to get a bunch of like inform upgrades for them because of that Evo as well. So that one I'm definitely excited for.
Yeah, battle of the 5-star skillers. So I know Kev's going to be potentially interested in that one. And yeah, I think I'm glad you mentioned that, Ozzy. Hopefully they give Memphis the weak foot upgrade. So both of them will be 5-4. Then you can do one of them or both. So Kev, what are you thinking about these guys? Are you interested in either of them?
Yeah, the Joao Felix is part of the mushroom gang, so I need to get him done. He's got the hair in the game, in game, where he's got the mushroom on his head, so you know he's built different in game. Actually, I loved his, a lot of people did, his player of the month, and I think it was in FIFA 21, I think. He had a player of the month. So. That was the one that I know a lot of people loved, and he was amazing for me. I remember back then, he was my cam for a long, long, long time, and he was just amazing there. The way this guy pulls off skills is different in game. His legs are kind of long, but he's also not, like, gangly or anything. He feels, like, great on the ball still. So, love me some Felix. And I'm going to – I have to do that one for sure. And actually, one thing you guys mentioned, though, which would be really nice. So, I know that right now we have double playstyle pluses and stuff. I thought it would be cool if when the winner gets an extra playstyle plus. I mean, they still could and give him 3. Why not? It's not like I really don't feel like that's necessarily going to break the game, although I don't think they would do that. But they could have done just one and the winner gets one, or since they've already given 2 to some, how about we get a weak foot or skill move upgrade or plus 1 on both even. I really don't feel like that's necessarily going to break the game. So, I mean, we already have like there's Academy Evos for Athenea and she's 5-star, 5-star, right? So I don't know if it's necessarily too crazy, right? So I would like that. I think that EA, we're at that stage of the year. Why not? Just give us the weak foot or skill move upgrade. That'd be great.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, hopefully we do see some interesting like upgrades, whether it comes to play style, weak foot, or skill move upgrade. You know, if all of these that are coming out are just straight up, you know, inform upgrades, it'll be a little boring. But you know, luckily they're releasing them with good play styles and stuff already, so that's a good start. But hopefully some creative stuff comes out and we can, you know, gamble a little bit harder and be a little bit that much more interested in the game, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So yeah, we've got a handful of them if you guys want to go over them that are leaked to come out. Chelsea and Newcastle play, and those two options, well, one of them anyways, is Alexander Isak. So we know we're going to do that one, right? Because they're going to smash Chelsea. And then the other one's Ben Chilwell. He could be all right as a left back. I know everyone's got like 700 left backs now, so We'll see about that one. Inter and Napoli play. And the two players for that are Bastoni and Labatka for Inter and Napoli, respectively.
Ooh, Labatka.
Some of these. Yeah, Labatka, man. He had the Tots card last year, right?
He did. In fact, his I think it was an SBC. He was Tots Conte. He was so good.
Hey, well, maybe we're interested in that one. I'm going to butcher this lady's name. It's the Manchester Derby for the women. Layla Ohuabi versus, I believe her name is Nikita Paris, Manchester United. So that's one that's coming out. And then we have the Dortmund and Eintracht Frankfurt game. Wolf, the right back for Dortmund. And then Knopf, I believe he's a right mid for Eintracht Frankfurt. So I don't know, lots of cool games, some big games that we have showdowns for. Ozzy, I know you mentioned João Felix.
Mm-hmm.
Either of these or any of these showdowns, players that we just discussed, does that interest you? I know you're going to insta-complete Isak, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Just for you, the Swedish god. I have to, man. I have to. No, Isak, honestly, I was telling people a lot about this, that we've had like previous FIFAs that Weghorst was that main like showdown that you completed, and if he got that upgrade, he turned into the best striker for like the end of the game. And then he's like, I think he was like 6'6 or 6'5, so literally just power headers everywhere. And now with Isak, I feel like him being that option, I feel like he's going to be the Weghorst of this year. So I think that's the one we gotta all complete. And other than that, I mean, yeah, Isak was definitely one of them. Dunn, I will say, her coming out. Kevin showed me the way, man. We played the cup, we co-opted, and Dunn was just amazing. I was like, how was this Evo back in, like, what, October or something? I don't even remember. Yeah. But it was just crazy how good that card was back then to see, like, us getting a showdown now. Definitely very interested in that one. But, yeah, those will probably be, like, the other two that are pretty interesting for me.
What about you, Kev?
I'm sure that Derek and the Dominoes will be interested in Layla, but I'm not. She's a left back. We've had enough of the left backs. Honestly, I don't know. The one I already mentioned is Dunn that I'm really excited about. And also, aside from these, I really want to do the I'm really interested still in Dybala. So kind of right now, that's where my like focus is fodder wise. Dunn, Dybala, and then also the two today. So I feel like I'll probably end up doing both of those. And then I know also Isak, I'll probably do. So hopefully, John, we schedule our game before the Isak SBC releases, of course. But, you know, I mean, yeah, but he's going to be amazing, right? Five-star weak foot already to begin with, straight off the rip, as Jandy says. And then also, depending on what play styles he gets, could be crazy. Imagine this guy with, like, because he's kind of, like, bigger and stuff. Imagine if they give him quick step. I feel like that helps bigger guys take off, which actually is good for Hoyland, right? I feel like Hoyland, a lot of his problem when I was using him, first of all, his shooting was horrendous, which is beside the point, but also he's really slow to get going. Like, it feels like he's like kind of in mud until his feet kind of come out of the mud and then he starts running. So so hopefully Isak gets some cool playstyle pluses. Could be potentially really great. We know that his fantasy card last year was great, so this one probably could be as well. So excited for those. And again, for Dybala, I think that's the big one that I want. And also, he's not really too expensive, so I feel like, you know, should be able to get him done. One thing I would like to mention, though, is I would have a lot more fodder if it wasn't for this fucking exchange grind that I kept falling for. I see all these people posting about it on Twitter. They're like, oh, man, the exchange grind is hitting. Look what I just got from my exchange pack. Oh, my God. Look what I got from all these player picks I built. So I kept doing it, and it was, you know, the exchange grind. If you're not familiar, there are these SBCs. You put an 89 in. They give you a ton of, like, gold commons and a couple rares. That way you can put those into player picks, right? And there's that for 88s, 87s, whatever, and they give you less cards depending on each. But the idea is you take your high-rated fodder, you chuck them into this, and it'll give you enough low-rated or commons and common golds that are rare golds. That way you could do a ton of player picks, right? Then hopefully you pack something even better than the fodder you originally put in. But I did it a lot, and basically all it did was turn all my 89s into 83s, 82s, 84s, 85s, which then turned into Team of the Week. So it really turned all my 89s into a couple of Team of the Week. So wasn't really hitting for me, but I know this grind was a lot more successful for others because I kept seeing all you guys posting about it. Ozzy, I know that you're doing it on stream, right?
Yeah, we were doing it a little bit on stream. What we were doing is that I would just open a pack or did a player pick, and then I got like a dupe. I think if I get like a single player that's a high rated dupe, I'll go do an exchange, because why not? And then two, I feel like I won't have that much fodder, and I feel like I'm just kind of wasting, but I'm pretty much throwing all my fodder for just one dupe. And if it's like five dupes, I don't mind doing like an SBC, but I felt like it was better to do like a single high rated dupe into an exchange. You get a couple players back, and then you could do some player picks. Hopefully if the player picks pay out, you know, you can hit like an 88, maybe minimum 87, I would say, and you could throw that back in. Cause I feel like an 86 or 85 is pretty pointless. I think an 85, you can barely even do one. Like, I don't even think you can, but yeah. We were doing them last night. They hit a little bit, I won't lie. We hit an 88. We put one in for an 88 exchange. We got an 88 back. Then we did some player picks. I hit two 89s. So it was like, you just get really lucky. You hit like a nice row of them. And then now you go back, do like five or seven player picks, and then you get all 83s, and you're like, damn, the grind's done. So yeah. it's just more of like, just, I guess, RNG. You just got to be really lucky with it. And then doing your daily bronze, your silver, the golds. And then honestly, for me, it was like I would drain all my gold commons that I got from doing those dailies, and whatever packs I get from objectives, I'll do a few more player picks. But once like the grind felt like it was done, it's like there's no point, because you're just going to really drain your club, and then you won't even be able to do it tomorrow. So just got to be patient, I guess, and just pray that day is your day.
Yeah, and you can still do it. The 81 PPs are still there for a couple of days, so, and the exchanges are. Maybe it's even better now, actually, with best of. Maybe it gives you more fodder, I guess, to put, I guess, back in, right? So maybe. Hopefully. We'll have to see.
Yeah. It sounds like a good idea in theory. I think Brando mentioned it when he first told us about it, that if you're hunting for like these promo cards, it could be very, very good method, because you kind of get just a ton of, you know, shots at the lottery. But, you know, if you're trying to stack up fodder, yeah, I think what you guys are saying, it's not the way. So,
yeah, it's not.
Yeah, I haven't really dove into it, but I do my daily bronze, silver, gold, and then throw those into player picks. And then, like I said, you usually get like 10, I got like 12 yesterday because I had some extra gold commons laying around from objective packs and stuff. So I think I'm just going to stick with that. But yeah, hopefully the fodder is up this week now that we have a ton of these best of cards and packs.
Yeah, guys, I didn't realize that they have like these daily, those daily challenge SBCs. I didn't realize that tied to an objective, so I sold.
No.
I completely, Ozzy, I see you. Wait. Going, wait, what? Yeah, hold exactly.
I gotta pull up the console. What do you mean?
I figured this out today. I'm not kidding. Like, because I saw the objective for last week's one was still there and not expired, and then I looked at it and I was like, wait, what is this? It says daily challenge completionist. And I clicked in my head, which I guess it should have already, because it literally says what it is. But it didn't before. That one still has a week left, but you can't do last week's one, so I don't know what the deal is there. But this one is there. So I think usually they give you like a premium gold players pack, maybe most weeks. And usually it's just there and it refreshes every day and it's like a free pack, right? So I didn't pay too much attention to it. But if you do it every day, this time there's rewards tied to it. So that's pretty cool.
That's actually really nice, yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
Who would have guessed that was there? I had no idea. Who would have known? Although, John, it looks like you knew, so.
He's like, yeah, well, yeah, I knew, guys.
Well-informed podcast host, you would know that thing, Kev, so.
Yeah. I didn't do my homework.
Yeah, the best of players, I just kind of want to mention a few that were in packs. Erling Haaland's Dynasty, looks like Harry Kane's Team of the Season, Mbappe's in there. Neymar, Saka, Ronaldo, Rashford, Son, Van Dijk, Barella, Cancelo, Bellingham, lots of really good players. Theo Hernandez, Reece James, their cards, and then a bunch of fodder ones. I'm kind of interested in this Turam. His Dynasty card is in there. Ooh, nice, yes. To get that one and then hold on to for a future Evo. I know our guy Jandy would be interested in having that card in his club, so. Yeah, some interesting cards. There's a handful, kind of like every promo, that you would love to pack, but you're not going to. So they've kind of stayed on brand there. But yeah, hopefully it's an interesting week. I don't feel the need to really hold packs. I think I would be happy packing some of these cards, even if it was like this Rashford card. He's a 90. I'm sure he's still super expensive, but would certainly love to try that card out even. So. Yeah, I think it's a great non-content week so far. So I think I say that every week, and then we're inevitably disappointed. But yeah, I don't know how you guys feeling about it so far.
I want that Taram that you mentioned. I have his 86 Evo. His Evo is an 86, so this would be, it would be an upgrade. Just plus one on the Evo that I've loved. This is the one that I put into the Welcome to Evolutions. Evolution was Taram. Then he fit into some other Evo, and then into another one. So still a little short of this one. This would be great. He's actually really good. I was using him until Team of the Year, like as a super sub off the bench when I just needed a big guy in midfield. He was still really good, so feeling good. But John, like you mentioned before, we've done this a lot, man. We've sat here on day one of the promo and gone, this is it. EA has fucking nailed it. We did that with Team of the Year. We did that with Future Stars. We did that with a ton of promos, so... I don't know.
Just straight pain.
We'll see.
Just straight pain. What I was going to say, and I was telling Kevin this before, that I wanted to like save packs thinking it was going to be Foot Birthday, because Foot Birthday is honestly always like a really great promo. There's Icon Foot Birthdays as well. There's a lot of great options usually. But when I heard that there was just going to be a re-release, for me, I'm theorizing that every time there's been like a best of, I swear I'll open like an 85-10 or... just a pretty decent pack, like an 84-5. Usually those are shit anyway, but you know what I mean? Like a big fodder pack. And you don't even get a special, even though there's like 10 promo teams out. And I'm just surprised that this is best of re-release, but we don't even get one special. Like, at least give me one of those bad fodder cards, and at least I feel like I got something. So when I heard that, I just started ripping my packs yesterday, at least some of them. I did manage to like save. This is probably going to be surprising, but I think I'm going to save and hold on to an 84-20 and an 85-10. So I had two of them. So I opened a set of one yesterday. We did hit Gundogan, so it was a dub. Didn't need to open anymore. So we're going to save those for Foot Birthday. Just, I don't know how I'm going to cope with that after that Team of the Year loss. Anyway, what we're going to do now is just hold those. But every other pack, though, I'm just opening whatever. If we get some of the best of, cool. But definitely those two big packs, I'd really want to save for Foot Birthday. If we manage to maybe hit like a winter wild card Puteas, that'd be sick. But like John said, these are all these cards that you want, but you won't get. So
yeah, I think even if you get some of those too, like there's a better version out there. So I feel like, I don't know. Maybe I'm weird for that, but it sort of sucks in a way. It doesn't, but it does, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, she's 5'5". I think she'd still be cracked though.
No, I'm sure she's great. It's just, I guess it's not the card itself. I guess it's the feeling of, oh man, I don't know. Maybe it's not that serious. I don't know.
It's gonna take some serious willpower to hang on to those packs, Ozzy, because we got all these showdown SBCs and we're gonna be desperate for fodder. So I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your pack hold. So
yeah, I'm telling you, unless Jao Felix is like five squads, maybe that 84-20 is getting ripped. I'm gonna be honest.
You know what, guys?
Yeah. No promises. Yeah,
tinfoil hat time. Maybe Foot Birthday is going to be like crazy and like we're going to want to grind the hell out of it and get a ton of packs. So EA is making us rip all of these packs now so that way we have fodder. That way we don't have the packs for Foot Birthday. Ooh. Right?
It's true, because they're going to up the pack weight maybe. Nah, I'm holding then. I'm holding. I'm staying strong.
Yeah. No, but you know what they do? As soon as you rip your packs, they up the pack weight every time.
So they do.
That's how it goes.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true. Surely Foot Birthday is going to have a lot of good players and a lot of good SBCs. So, you know, even if you don't rip the pack or engage too much with the showdown series content, I think you're going to be not sad that you held your packs.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Yeah. Foot Birthday SBCs usually, I don't know, last year I can't even think of one from last year, but throughout time, there's always been really great Foot Birthday SBCs, right? Like you think back to the year where we had Vidal, Renato, Royce, all in the same year. Oh my God! So,
Ramos.
Yeah. Oh, was that year too?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. It was a PSG Foot Birthday Ramos. I did that one.
It went
crazy that year.
Yeah.
I think he had skills, which was just so fun to use in the back sometimes.
Oh. All right. Yeah. I'm excited for that. Hopefully EA delivers this year. Because to be honest, I can't even think what we had last year. I remember the Icon promo team, but that's.
Oh, which yeah, I know. I thought of Cantona. I forgot who else. I think Bess was in there, too.
Hey,
oh, Mateus.
Last year, we had Conte and Nkunku.
Blimp's going to hate me. I forgot about Nkunku.
Right. We did have Nkunku. He was very
good. Nkunku was a vibe, man.
I know.
I'm dumb. Oh, how did I forget my star boy? I did that SBC day one. But yeah. No, I remember. I was mad at that because they did his Team of the Year honorable mention, had 5-star skills. So then when they said he's going to be an SBC, I'm like, oh my God, a 5-star, 5-star Pedri card. and then come to know they gave him a weak foot, 5-star.
Oh, that was weird. Yeah,
dude, I was so mad. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, no, that Nkunku was right, but I remember why it was so underwhelming or disappointing. It was because he had a way better card already, right? So if you did him, like, he was going to be great, but it was the problem, like I was saying, with Pateas, right? Where, like, you get her and you're like, well, there's a better card out there, so kind of like, I don't know. But also, people love that card. I know Brando and Blimp really enjoyed that card, so... and then that Conte, too, right? Actually, that Conte, I remember, because I didn't do him, and then... Not too long after he got an end of an era, so I was really happy. It was like my second shot at it in a way. So maybe there were some better SBCs that I remember.
Yeah, I was saying, I totally forgot until I just looked it up. So yeah, you would expect there would be some bangers to come. But you know, talking about future promos, what did we think about this last promo, Foot Fantasy? There was a ton of SBCs. I felt like there was a lot of engaging content. We talked about the exchange method grind. There were the 81 player picks were out there, which I think are probably the best, like, repeatable player picks we've gotten. And they were really affordable too. One rare card and all gold commons. I think that was a huge W, and it was like 7 or 8 golds that you had to submit for that too. So not bad at all. Lots to engage with. Rolfo SBC, Werner SBC, those two just come to mind. I'm sure there's more out there. Todibo's out there.
Yeah, the Todibo.
Italian center back that looks really good for Torino is out there. So I don't know, Ozzy, what do you think about Foot Fantasy, and what all did you engage with, and maybe what would you rate it from on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah, honestly, someone brought it up in my stream too, that we just feel like these live promos have been the best ones. Thunderstruck obviously being that, like, live promo, really good. And I think a majority of the community can agree that was a top promo. I think this one, for me at least, I'm definitely rating it up highly. Probably, like, I think I'd give it like a 9 out of 10. I feel like it wasn't, like, obviously, like, perfect, but it was definitely up there. I think it was a really great promo. There were so many SBCs, man. They brought a variety of players from different clubs, like Todibo. Ander Herrera was one, our Swedish god, you know, Rolfo finally got a special card. And just all these cards were really great from team one to team two. I feel like they always have those, like, top end cards and then, like, a few, like, fillers, but still was pretty nice because even those fillers get some upgrades and then they look pretty decent. But Werner was a crazy SBC. I actually did him yesterday. And first game, he already scored, like, I think a hat trick or a brace, so... He's been off the mark, man. He's crazy. And then Gundogan, really great player and card. But yeah, the content was really nice, man. They brought a lot. The exchanges, player picks, it was very engaging. I feel like you could just play and there was so much to do. And then they had the cup. They didn't limit the cup as well, which was another great thing that we all can agree that was a dub from EA.
Yeah, totally forgot about the cup. Yeah, that's just another thing to add on. And
yeah,
you know, give EA their flowers for, you know, we never probably give them flowers, but Kev, what do you think about Foot Fantasy?
I was a lot more engaged in week one. I would say that week two, I kind of stopped playing. Like, I didn't play at all actually during week two, like maybe a couple games here and there. I mentioned I rubber banded the game, so technically I was engaged depending on how you look at it. But yeah, I don't know what happened. I guess maybe it's just a team of the year hangover thing, because to be honest, I wasn't like super engaged with this. I was going to say it can't be a great promo if I'm not engaged, but to be fair, this was, as far as content is concerned, if I was trying to be engaged, this would have absolutely been the best. I think Team of the Year is just still, like, I'm just like, I don't know, man. Like, that's why I've only done 2 weekend leagues since Team of the Year. It's like, I just, I don't know. EA kind of broke me in a way. It's like, what's the point? I don't know. I'm starting to, there's never really a point. The point is just to grind. That way you can have more crap to do more crap with, right? But really, it just feels like, what's the point? Because I don't feel like grinding, because, like, I don't feel like using everything, because I'm really sad from Team of the Year. But I would say that, I didn't even do the crafting upgrade. I've done all of them this year. I haven't done this one either. So it's been very, I don't know. I've just been kind of still butthurt about Team of the Year. But this was, looking at this promo, judging it for what it is, this has got to be one of the better ones, right? The cup was great. I played the cup. I played the hell out of the cup the first week. That was awesome. There is a ton of stuff on the menus to engage with. I know a lot of people are talking about exchange grind, which I did a little bit. There was a ton of PPs. Also doing all the, if you guys don't do the daily gold, silver, bronze stuff, you definitely should, because that's literally like 4.5-ish free player picks, 5 free player picks every day. So you should definitely do that. And I was definitely doing all of that. So I don't know. Overall, like, it was pretty good. I think I would give it maybe a 7 out of 10. I personally didn't gauge enough in it to give it any higher. So that's the reason I say that. But I can see why people like it a lot. And honestly, if I'm looking at it objectively, it is probably the best promo of the year outside of Black Friday. Like, I'm sure that one was the best. I'm very certain that that one was the best. But other than that, this one's probably up there for sure. The only problem is I think it's come out of time of the year where a lot of people are really just like burned out and done with the game. I know that I'm saying I am, and I know maybe a lot of the D-gens are still going hard at it. But also I've seen a lot of D-gens that have been kind of like, they've been quitting the game, right? In air quotes. You guys can't see this, but you guys can see this. I'm doing air quotes, quitting the game, right? So that's also happened at this point of the year. So if you guys are still going hard at it, I can't blame you because EA kind of nailed this one, it seems like.
Yeah. For sure. I think, yeah, I forgot about, Kevin, I forgot about the upgrade grind too, the upgrade packs. I think Martin did it where you do like the 150 packs and then there's a milestone each like 10 or 20 that you can do and you get extra packs from that and then an overall reward. So I think, yeah, 9 out of 10. The cup was amazing. You know, if you weren't a complete degenerate and just destroyed your club and still have some stuff you're holding on to for future Evos, and things like that, and sentimental cards, it was amazing to try out different cards. You got that El Nino for free as a Liverpool supporter. That was amazing. I'm holding onto that card until I can throw him into an Icon Evo. The Timo Werner card, Ozzy, I mean, he's amazing. The only thing on the card, like, I wish he had Finesse Plus, but, you know, if he would have had that, then, I mean, he's literally better than... like every attacker in the game almost. But yeah. I absolutely love that card. I mean, he's constantly trying to get in behind the defense. I have a finisher on him, so he feels super agile. The 5-star weak foot, he slams them all away. And you know, unless he, you know, knock on wood, you know, unless he gets hurt, he's going to be in line to be a 92 rated. And the way Spurs are playing and they have a fairly favorable schedule, they could even, you know, get the 11 goals if they catch hot one or two games here. So, you know, I think anything's possible with Ange as your manager and how offensive he has that team playing. So, yeah, love that. And then Fridolina Rolfo, I mean, I think she's probably, you know, biases aside, I think she may be the most versatile card in the game. She's an elite left back. She's an elite center mid, you know, bare minimum. You know, you can bring her off the bench to play wherever you want. You know, maybe your left back or right back is tired. She's got a 5-star weak foot. She can play either one of those. Or maybe your center mid's tired. You can bring her in. So, and then, yeah, she's back from injury now. And fully expect her to get some upgrades. So that's amazing to see. But, yeah, amazing SBCs. Honestly, if the only reason it's not a 10 maybe is because maybe I would have just liked some more, like, better player SBCs for cards I was personally interested in. But I don't know if I can really knock EA for that because they did give us a lot of really good options too. So, yeah. And then also the heroes were awesome. The Schmalerek SBC, he's amazing, an amazing value. Carvalho's good. Alex Scott's really, really good.
Scott is great, yeah.
So, yeah, and lots of good heroes. And honestly, the heroes aren't like terribly – well, some of them are very expensive, but – some of the ones I wanted to try, like Rudy Voller and stuff like that, weren't too crazy expensive. So I really enjoyed the promo and hope we get more like this. I think, Ozzy, you said it best, the live ones, it's just live promos, there's nothing like it. You know, Road to the Finals always terrible because the timing of it is terrible because it comes out like a month or two before the knockout games. But this one's amazing. And I think there's an international break coming up, but not until 2 weeks from now, maybe. So they did it. The timing was better this year because it was like 1 week of games and then an international break, which really killed the hype for a lot of the cards. So, yeah, really, really, really like this promo.
Yeah, last time was that we had like an international break like a week after, and then the games didn't start counting until the week after that. And like, it was like this whole thing. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I know Iran plays on the 21st against Turkmenistan. So that's probably when international break is, I assume. Mm. So yeah, that's a lot better. And actually, John, yeah, the selection for SBCs, I know you said maybe they didn't specifically fit your needs, but generally speaking, these player SBCs are actually really great. And I think that's, again, like, as far as engagement is concerned, there is no reason to grind the game if there's nothing to put the fodder that you grind out into, but they gave us something to put them into, right? That Carvalho, I know a lot of people liked. we were talking about in our chat and we're saying, oh, is he worth it or not? Whether or not that's the case is irrelevant because for a lot of people, they're really interested in him. So that was engaging and cool. Scott, incredible. She is so fucking good. Werner, we all know about. People are saying he clears Eusebio. That's how good he is. I mean, the SBCs were great, actually, this week. Yeah, and then Furich, too, the German winger. I really like that guy. Yeah, like a good, fun 5-star skill dude that's pretty jammy on the wing. That's awesome. And then also Ludovic Juli, too, is another one. Guy's cheap. He's fun. He runs up and down the line. He's fast, right? So a lot of good options, I guess, for all ends, I guess, of the spectrum, right? So if you want to spend more or less. We did get a really big high-end SBC, too, in Ginola. And a lot of people are saying he looks mid or behind the curve. And let me tell you, because we didn't mention it last week when he came. I packed him a while back, and he is by far like one of the craziest players in the game. There's a reason some people call him R9 Light, because he does things that only R9 can do. Like, he's truly just different. Like, there's just something about this guy. No matter what the stats say, no matter how far behind the curve his stats fall, he does things that no other card can do. So, like R9 in a way, right? You're using Centurion's R9 at the end of last year. Yeah, his like stamina's a little low, his passing's bad compared to 99's footies cards, but he still does things that no other card can do that are super jammy and different. And I'm telling you, Ginola is like this. So if anyone did him or started him and you're wondering, I think you made a good choice, to be honest.
And it's probably the same people that told you that Zico at the time was a bad SBC to do, but you know, I'm still using him and I'm not going to take him out of my team anytime soon. So,
dude,
it's probably the same with this Jarzinho. Yeah, probably the same with like this Jarzinho too. Like, yeah, he came out a long time ago, but I mean, it's still Jarzinho. He's 5'5", got the hair trait. You know, he's jammy. You know, based on that card is real. You know, he's going to burn past people and jam past people. So, yeah, if you want to do one of those higher end SBCs, I think they're going to be worth it. I don't really think many of the high rated ones are out right now aren't technically worth it, or you'd be disappointed in the performance of the card. But yeah, Alex Scott, if I didn't have Onya Batchier, I think I would have already done Scott, because she's been really, really, really difficult to play against. And I still might do her just to have her in the club, because I have Sam Kerr too, and I could use some more women's Premier League links. So she's linked to the Arsenal women's team, is that right?
I believe so. I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure she is.
Yeah, as a Scott aficionado, I should know this, but I don't.
Yeah, you completed it for real.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
But I feel like they've been cooking, so she should get an upgrade or two, right?
I don't know. I know that Man City's women lost to Chelsea in the cup. I think it was a cup semifinal, and that was yesterday. So there you go. One of our good friends, Nick, was there. So I did know that happened.
Oh, yeah. Flexing all of his picks on us per usual, having press conferences with Erling Haaland and
oh man,
and such
getting Zway on the Streamers World Cup final.
Hey, that would be the most important thing he's done. So if he can pull that one off, then you need to tweet more about that, Nick. So
literally, man.
Yeah, I checked Footbin to see if Alex Scott is tied to Arsenal, but I realized Footbin does not tell you anything about this, so.
I got it right here. It's, yeah, it is Arsenal.
There you go.
Okay, nice. I was seeing if we had any questions, but I think the midweek crew kind of cleaned them up, but I don't know. Was there anything you guys wanted to touch on as far as questions? I know we got one about, I think it was from Ronaldo Weasley.
Yes.
When do you guys usually play your playoffs? And then I believe there's another one here but I don't know. When do you guys usually play your playoffs? I know me personally, I've found that Wednesdays are kind of my sweet spot. I had some games leak into Thursday, and I do echo what they said. Thursdays is horrible. It's absolutely horrible for playoffs. So I think Tuesday, Wednesday. Then KBT also mentioned like Friday morning, while the finals is still going on and the sweats and pros and the demons are rushing to complete their games. I think that's a good time too. I don't know, Ozzy, when do you normally play your playoff games?
Yeah, so for me, you said it perfect. I feel like Wednesday is like that very good sweet spot day. You play on Wednesday and it's usually pretty casual. Maybe you'll run into like one sweat, but like you have 10 games, you'll probably be like at 3-0. Maybe you have a tough time getting that last win, but the next game you bang it out and you're fine. But for me, usually Wednesday, I won't lie, sometimes with like my worst schedule, I just won't play it that Wednesday morning on stream. So then I end up leaving it for Thursday, and Thursday I come back like, all right, guys, let's go to Qualies. And then I go to Qualies and just, it's a terrible shit show. And then I have to finish it Friday. And Friday, it's not too bad. So I feel like you either do it Wednesday or Friday. Don't even bother Thursday if you're going to get stressed out, because you will be stressed out. So yeah, Wednesday or Friday, maybe.
I'm surprised you guys are saying Thursday is so sweaty, because I listened to this and I'm glad you brought this question up, John, because I had my thoughts on this and I thought it was interesting what these guys said. They were saying, like, KBT was saying Friday, like Caleb said, Friday is good. Honestly, my whole thing is, if Weekend League is going on at the moment, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, qualifiers are really fucking hard. I don't know what it is. You would think in theory, like on Friday, I don't know. For me, Friday is one of the worst days. I'm surprised. I guess at the end of the day, it's all random, because this is what made me realize. It's just random, because to me, Friday is like one of the worst days. In theory, you would think people are rushing to get into Weekend League. They don't really care. They just want to get their games done so they can get in, right? But actually, what it seems like is these guys are trying so fucking hard. I don't know if they're the people that have, they're just built differently. They've already done all 20 games in the first like hour, and they're just ready to go in their qualies again, and they're just like still like perfectly sharp or something. I don't know. But it seems like when the Weekend League is going on, it's really tough for me. And Wednesday and Thursday are the easiest, and I have a reason for this. I know people are saying Thursday is hard, so it could just be totally random, because Caleb mentioned Thursday being insanely sweaty. I know, Ozzy, you just did. But my reasoning is Wednesday and Thursday. The reason is rivals. So everyone needs to get their 7 rivals. I think it's 7 wins for max rewards, right? Wednesday is the last day for rival sweating. And if you know, on Wednesday, rivals is like hell to try and get those wins. Everyone is like playing for their lives. And that means that champs shouldn't be that bad. All the sweats are in rivals, right? So champs should be great. And I feel like the same happens on Thursdays. The people that's trying to get their 7 wins over with and get them done quickly, those are also the rats that are trying to get it done really quickly and, you know, play a lot. And I feel like during that time is also good to do qualifiers. So my answer is probably a lot different from what everyone else said, but I would say Wednesday and Thursday are the easiest for me, because that's, to me, when people are doing rivals. And then when the Weekend League is going on, I don't know what happens, but it seems like the qualies are way harder. I don't know what's going on with these people. If they're like just really trying to sweat because they're like, we've already finished our Weekend League, we just want to get a good record in qualies and be done for next week. Or if these people are just like super sweats, they're like, I'm going to be sitting here for 20 hours this weekend anyways playing. Let's make sure that we do really well in qualies. I don't know, but it seems like that for me. But also it seems random based on what you guys are saying. So I don't know. I really don't know what the best day would be then. But I would say, I know for me, Wednesday and Thursday.
I think Wednesday is the consensus answer. But yeah, I agree, Kev. On the weekend, I think I played it one time on the weekend because I didn't have any other time to play it. And yeah, that was just terrible, because yeah, it's those guys that we see on Twitter that, you know, get their Weekend League done on Friday and then play their qualies on Saturday, you know, the uber sweats, and then complain there's nothing to do in the game, right? So yeah, I think playing your qualies on the weekend is terrible. And if you have the itch to play, you know, any game mode, I would not play that game mode on the weekend. I would play either rivals or maybe just try and spread out your Weekend League games more, if that's possible, right? I know sometimes not possible, but yeah, I'd say Wednesday myself.
Yeah, I'm always playing on. Yeah, I'm always playing on Fridays too, because I'm like one of the guys that I leave it all to the last second. So when I'm about to start playing my Weekend League is when I do my qualifiers usually, because like I haven't done them yet, if that makes sense. Sometimes I'll knock off a game or two, so I'll have only like 2 more wins to get to 4. So I usually just play to 4, and I'm telling you, even in those like non-ELO games yet, because we have no idea how the ELO actually works. I know TJ mentioned this on Fut Me podcast. We think we know how ELO works, but we actually don't know, because EA really hasn't ever told us. I assume ELO doesn't kick in right away, or even if it hasn't, I'm still at 0 ELO or +1, -1, whatever. So I don't know. Even those games are insanely sweaty to me on Fridays. Like I would say a lot sweatier than my first 5 games in Weekend League are.
Yeah, I would love to see that algorithm for ELO, honestly, because I think my friend Nick, one time in a Weekend League, I think he messaged people after every game and asked what their record was, and a lot of the times the records were kind of wildly different. So I don't know, maybe they put you in a certain pool, and then if you aren't matching up against that pool, it kind of expands and loosens the requirements, but I would really love to see that algorithm, but I don't think we'll ever get to see that. So,
yeah, they want to hide that. I get expanded to like 20-0 players, man. I swear, 5 back to back.
Yeah,
We'll probably see that when we ever see transparent pack odds from EA.
Oh, for real.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I don't know. Is there anything else you guys want to touch on before we get out of here?
No. I'd like to touch on you guys, but that's about it.
That's a good one. Nice. We could do that. Well, I will say real quick.
Oh, okay.
My bad. Well, and then we'll get out of here. Well, just to like wrap up the whole fantasy promo. Yeah, like I just gave it a high rating just due to the fact that too, like we've seen in the past that these kind of like live promos take forever to get these upgrades. Whereas now they're getting these upgrades out like really quickly. So, and they timed it right. Like you guys brought up that whole international break. And then with that, last year was terrible, and like previous fantasy live cards, because the upgrades won't even come out until like TOTS. And then it's like, what's the point? Mm-hmm. The TOTS cards are even better. Like someone brought up a good point in my stream that, not even a good point, it was a wild ass take. I thought this was Jota talking, but my man told me, should I switch fantasy Ramirez that he just packed for Road to the Final Kimmich, because Kimmich was getting an upgrade. I was just, I get he's getting the upgrade probably like in 2 weeks, but right now Ramirez is him right now. You got to use him. And like maybe if Kimmich and Bayern maybe go to the semis or something, and then he gets that upgrade down by TOTS, then cool, maybe use him. But right now, Ramirez, the base stats are just crazy. But yeah, that's just the thing with the fantasy promo, that they're rushing like the upgrades, so we're actually getting them in like a decent amount of time rather than waiting like 4 weeks for them.
Yeah. And that's what they got right this year. I mean, last year was the opposite. It took forever and we didn't really like it for that reason. So I think definitely a step in the right direction. I would say though, as for Ramirez, I think he's very unique and cool. So like, why, like there's a very cool, good reason to use him, right? It's not like everyone has, like, I know a lot of us, we get like, oh, everyone has Mbappe, so therefore I won't use, like, I've taken out Mbappe from my team. Not that it matters, but I just want to be different or hipstery, right? So if you want to be different or hipstery, that still applies to Ramirez, I feel like, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, actually, if anything, Kimmich is more widely used, right? And either way, there's no way that these are the same card, like, or I mean, on the same level. Ramirez is going to clear Kimmich for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Ozzy, appreciate you joining us kind of last minute here. That was much appreciated, but you know, it was very exciting when we saw you did confirm to join us. So, and obviously, welcome back anytime. I know you've been on here before, but for the people out there that maybe this is the first time hearing your voice, where can they find you and all of that good stuff on your stream, for your streams and all your social media stuff?
Yeah, man. Like I said, thank you again for having me on. When I saw that, I was like, hey, man, I'm always down. So yeah, I'm always down to hop in whenever you guys need it. But for my socials and everything, I'm always usually streaming probably like Monday through Wednesday. Sometimes there'll be like a Thursday or a Friday. Usually weekends are very rare, but we're streaming on Twitch at DS Visions with a Z at the end. But that's going to be on all my socials. So X, you know, formerly known as Twitter, will be DS Visions on there. Those probably are like the only two that I use. I do have TikTok, YouTube, but DS Visions just on Twitch and X.
Nice. What about you, Kev?
You could find me at Kevin K FUT on all socials that you can find me on, mostly Twitch and on Twitter as well. You know, you could come say hi to me. We could talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Aliens. The Pentagon has released that they have not found any evidence of visits from aliens. We could talk about that.
It must be the same officials that work for EA, right? Never going to know if aliens are real or if there's legitimate pack odds going on in the store. So, yeah, you can find me on Twitter, Twitch, Discord, FC_Bridges. I don't know if you guys followed the Streamers World Cup, but Kevin and I have drawn each other in the quarterfinal, unfortunately.
No.
Oh, yeah, very sad, very scary times. So I think we're going to put off our match until we absolutely have to play, and then you know, just cry and cringe the entire time we play each other. It's not going to be fun. So
yeah, but it will be fun for others, because you'll see you will see a future finalist in that match for sure.
Ooh,
I genuinely think so, man. I genuinely think so.
Hey, man, knowing how good Kevin and I are, I know Franco's really good too, but
we have to match Franco.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm gonna back us, Kev. I'm gonna back that statement. So you got two right. NBAFT forever.
That's right.
Yeah, but yeah, you can find this podcast page on X at Your Foot Podcast. On our bio, there is a link tree in there where you can find all of our hosts' individual X pages. And in that link tree also, there is a link to our Discord, the best place in the world to talk FC24 Football Ultimate Team. So go ahead and join that. I feel like the Discord's been popping lately. Lots of good conversations. Some new faces in there that haven't been afraid to jump in and contribute to our nice little group we've got going on in Discord. So yes, would encourage you, you know, if you do enjoy the show, you know, please join our Discord and have some fun with us talking about this silly game that very few play, but you know, all of us love. So, and at the end of the day, you know, if this silly game gets you down and frustrated, now, do the Fridolina Rofo SBC. She's about to come back for the Barca women in Cook March 10th. So that is this Sunday. She will be playing in her first game for her upgrade, and you can cheer her on and have the most versatile card in FC24 in your team. And also, probably tomorrow, we will be getting the best striker in the game, Alexander Isak. His SBC should come out for Chelsea's game against Newcastle on Monday. So lots of stuff, lots of things to be excited about because everybody cares about Swedish Evos and players. At the end of the day, if none of that interests you, you know, fuck you for one. And remember, it ain't nothing but a foot thing, baby. Take care.
Vamos Uruguay.
Join the NBAFT movement.